Proclamation number 5649 of 11th of April, 1953. Heaven's food. Source of life. Soul food. Strengthen yourselves with the food I offer you. Let yourselves be addressed by me. Believe that love lets me descend to you because I want to fetch you up to me if you don't resist me yourselves. Hear words of most holy love, words of deepest truth, words full of light and strength, and let yourselves be permeated by my light. Let yourselves be strengthened and help your soul to recover, which is sick as long as it does not receive food and drink from me, as long as it does not let itself be touched by my love. You are all children of my love. You all have the right to enjoy the bliss of heaven. You are all allowed to stay close to me. However, you must be such that my closeness no longer harms you, that you are not consumed by the fire of my love. And therefore you must have become love yourselves in order to be able to unite with me as the eternal love. I want to help you achieve this, you who are still far away from me, thus also far away from love. I therefore speak to you in order to kindle love in you. I approach you in the word. I am with you as soon as you listen to my word and willingly receive it into your heart. Then the shell of your soul will melt and my ray of love will touch it mightily and make it tremble with delight. I see your distress. I see the hunger and thirst of your souls. I know about your weakness and darkness. I want to help you. I want you to come to my table and take supper with me. I want you to strengthen yourselves with the word that is from me, which is healing food for the weak and helpless sick soul. I offer you the right medicine so that you can heal, but you yourselves must want to become healthy. You must listen to my voice and believe that your Father in heaven will never abandon his children, that he will also follow you into darkness, that he will always kindle a light for you so that you will find the path which leads out of the darkness. For I love you and I do not want you to suffer and spend your existence in adversity and torment. And where you now see such a light shining, stay there and let it give you a strengthening drink, and when you have tasted and noticeably feel a strength, then no longer go away from this source of life, for you too will be awakened to the right life, if only you desire to live. I do not want your death. I do not want you to sink into the night of darkness. I want the radiant morning to delight you too. I want you to be illuminated by the sun of my grace. I want you to become happy in my love, so that you awaken to life and never lose this life again. Amen.